refrigerator. You're so disappointing. Yeah, we're gonna go to the gas station, for sure. It's a gas station kind of warning.
You say you know this well-known actress who's been shooting more than films. Her bedroom's filled with needle caps and countertops of pills. Highly well-connected, so you're privy to her sins. Not supposed to say.
Come on, Van, get out of the fucking
street. That's how she stays so thin. At a warehouse deep in Bushwick, you rendezvoused with so-and-so. Who's avant-garde and parties hard and someone I should know. Gossip.
Not right now. I got a slide headache. Turn that down a little bit for a sec here. Okay. I'm gonna go inside this gas station. You guys keep it together. Let's hit the road. Man with a leaf blower that appears to just be blowing dust away from this freeway off-ramp, which I don't understand why anyone would do that ever. So the man in a bright yellow jacket standing there. Someone over here. Appear to be lifting up a fucking outhouse, and another man in some kind of hazmat suit, like they find something terrible in the outhouse, dropping toxic business there. Huh.
Oh, cool, some more insane clown posse. Gabe Newell have anything eloquent to say about the opening of the International? Is he holding a crowbar? says, buy more Dota keys. All right, great. Interns, huh? Probably never. I don't know. You know, like, the way we're structured right now, the way things are going, like, you know, maybe we'd use a PA or something like that someday, but, like, right now, like, interns would just kind of just be in the way. Like, none of us would have time to train them. And the process that where they, you know, at the company is like, you know, if you want summer interns, you need to tell the company in like January, and that's just not realistic. In January we don't know for sure that we're gonna want interns and all that other stuff. So. You know, I think we've had some solid interns in the past, a good group of people that have like gone on to do stuff, which is kind of cool. But yeah. Has anyone purchased a BKB yet? Did Gabe Newell come out and talk about the importance of the BKB? Because that's really... It's the only thing I can remember. About Dota. Yeah. trying to decide if the motorcycles behind me and back to the right are police or not. Either way, I think I'm gonna duck out of the fast lane and let this truck behind me pass, because he'll look like he's going way faster than me and pull any attention that I may be gaining. Ah, that's not a cop. Those aren't cops. Up here's a cop, though. Yeah, are people liking Destiny? I played a little bit more of it last night, and I feel like I got right to the point that was in the alpha, and I'm just like, well. Defiance, they're different kinds of games. I mean, you know, in Defiance, like, all your combat is happening out open world with a bunch of players, whereas Destiny is much more segmented off than that. You know, Defiance is a big connected world, not like, jump into this environment, complete this task, jump out, go back to town, the one town, and do stuff, and then jump back into the same environment and do another mission in a slightly different part of the map, you know? Yeah, I mean, they're not really directly comparable. The shooting in combat in Destiny feels like worlds better than Defiance, though. I'm a little curious about Defiance, like what that game has become since launch. Oh. No new areas, just random encounters? Great. That's exactly what that game needed more of. Motoring. Light fucking traffic. Junior, senior. Everything's going to be okay. Today should be alright. I'll sink a little more time into Destiny. I didn't have a lot of time to play the alpha because of E3 and everything, so I didn't actually see everything that was in the alpha, so that's, you know. Reason to keep playing it, I guess. I don't know. And we got that Friday show today. Some Friday business on it. Some Friday stuff. police. Another foggy, misty morning here at the bridge. For those of you keeping track, headache is continuing. Like, it went away yesterday for a while, and now it's just kind of back. Ugh. Get to the office, I'm gonna take some ibuprofen or something. It's a first aid cabinet that is full of just, you know, generic drugs. Where I'm just like, I just give me some fucking Advil. Like, okay, alright, no. Sorry, ibuprofen. You're out of the thing. There's also some acetaminophen. Some of them even have just like their own brand names, like their own like generic things where it's like pain zapper. Like, yes, I gotta zap that pain. I'm tired of this pain, we gotta zap that shit. But I think that's acetaminophen. Yeah, I'm not above eating something to try to make a headache go away. That actually... Or maybe a little caffeine or something sometimes, too. But I'm currently making my way through this rock star. I would have taken some Advil at home if I had known that's how today was going to go, but stretch. Oh, I gotta drive this car. Okay. Time for Taiwan, says this bus ad. All right, let's go to Taiwan. Y'all are singing two different things, man. Stop it. Cut it out. Rehearse, man. Rehearse before you record this stuff. I'm Ice Frog. Me. It's been me this whole time. Austin, it was me. Man leaning on a wall real hard and like his hands on his like crotch area. I think he might have been peeing in the tunnel. I can't really tell what the fuck was happening back there. He might have just been like really tired and leaning up against the wall in a really awkward way, or he might have been touching himself. I don't know what was. I am baffled about what was going on back there. I think maybe he was peeing. saw a dude peeing on the side of the street in broad daylight before. Yeah, that's when Dan and Jason's first day, we went to lunch and we're walking up the street and there was a guy just straight up peeing on a small tree in the middle of the sidewalk. Just going for it. No attempt to hide anything that he had going on. Just letting it loose. And I didn't even notice, because you know, at some point, like, I, you know, like, what's the guy peeing on the street? Like, what is, must be Tuesday. Like, Dan starts looking at me and goes, what, is that normal? I'm like, is what normal? So there's a guy peeing back there. Like, oh, yeah, I guess he was, huh? Oh, I guess, yeah, I guess that's normal. Holding his shorts so he could pee out the pant leg. That's some fucking stealth right there. That's impressive. Whoa, bus. Getting all up in my lane. Fucker. Dick. And then getting right out of the lane again. You suck. No, what a...
Wow.
Okay. Oh, get your cross tour out of my way. I'm here. I'll see you guys later. We'll be, doing stuff on the website, on the internet. So, yeah, see you later.